All right, so we are continuing with our series, A Place Called Home. Today is the final installment. Please run the video.
Hello there, welcome to our next Karaka project update. I'm so excited to be able to share with you some of the progress that we have made for the past 1 month. Come on with me, I'll show you. It's hard to imagine, just over 1 month ago, this is a whole empty area. And right now, look at that. We have set up new toilet facilities. This is going to be a place where we're gonna have our cafe area set up where you can fellowship after service, before service, just hang out over here, get some teas and coffees and brickies from our kitchen. And this is what is even more exciting. Look at that. New rooms for our Every Nation kids where we are going to disciple the next generation. And we can do this because of your generosity and your support and your prayer. Come on, let me show you the auditorium right now. And this is our auditorium. We are so excited that we have made so much progress. We're in the midst of building our stage where the Word of God will be preached, and we are expecting to sit up to 300 people in this room worshiping Jesus, fellowshipping together. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your time. We invite you to continue to pray for the completion of our project. And if you have not signed up for Karaka Working Bees, please do so, as we will need more people for carpentries, painting, and cleaning up. Together, we can establish our house and build our future. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's not a wrong video. I know some of you are wondering, oh, why are we playing an old video? Good morning, everyone. My name is Alfred. Well, I believe when we were taking that journey back last year, how many of us were with us during that journey when we were building this place? Yeah? So quite a lot of you were not with us. So I just wanted to, you know, bring you back a little back to how we got into this place. You know, a lot of you walked into this place like, wow, it's all set up. But when we came into this place, it was just an empty, what they call a cement cave. Just empty, all right? And a lot of work has been put in, okay? I actually looked really haggard in that video, possibly needing some hours of sleep. But, you know, it was a great, great, fantastic journey. How we got into this place, there's a full version, a really, really long version. But today, I'll just give you a short version of it. Basically, based on our budget, when we were looking for a place to move, all we could afford is maybe 700 square meter in Auckland City, based on our budget. But God gave us this space. This space, just the auditorium itself, is 1,500 square meter. It's 1,500 square meter. You might be thinking, geez, this church is rich to get into this place. And right in the middle of the city. But you know what? The favor of God. We got this place 50% off the market rate for the next five. Well, we've been here 2 years. For the next 3 years, we have three more years remaining. And not only that, we've got a top floor, the mezzanine floor, the basement car park, and the car park outside that we can use on the weekend, all for free, all from an owner that does not even know who Jesus Christ is. Well, he knows, he kind of knows, but it's not Lord of their lives. Can you imagine God is using even people who are not Christians to extend his kingdom? Why don't you give God a credit offering? It's amazing. It's truly, truly a great journey. You know, the scripture that anchor us through that was this scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Even before we got this, we look at this space, this scripture came to our hearts when the elders were praying, when some of us that were in the project, you know, God really put this scripture in our hearts. And you know, when as a project manager, as a person that works on in the office, you know, what we think and what we could ask, it's only limited by what's on my spreadsheet, by the reality of the Auckland market, all right? But you know what? God says, no, I'm going to do far more abundantly than what your spreadsheet says you can achieve, than what the Auckland market says you can get, all right? So God has given us this great place, and not just for us to enjoy, but for all the generations to come. Not just us, the youth, our kids, and their kids, and far beyond. I really, really, sometimes God blow my mind, like what he can do. Well, you've been here. We've been here since December. We moved in since December. It's been 6 months. And a lot of you, you may not know it because you were not part of the old setup, because you're enjoying all this facility. But if you were part of the kids' church last time, you know. Right now, we already have better security for our kids. You know, our kids do not have to walk down that multi-level steps down to the car park with all the cars. You know, our kids are safe. Our kids after church, they don't have, you know, one of the things that I always look at is the foyer upstairs, and some of the kids are climbing and then, poof, jumping down to that. They thought it was a bungee jump service that we are providing, but no. Sometimes I have to run up, stop! You know, we don't have that. Our kids are safe in that environment. Even if they run out from their class, they just run to the toilets and to the cafes. All right, so our kids are much safer. Fellowship after service. How many of you enjoy the space out there? It was fantastic to see everybody, you know, hanging around, being prayed for, catching up. You know, serving our youth ministry every Friday. They have a stable space. All right, coming in here, enjoying their time, reaching out, and every Sunday they are actually up there, right, being empowered and discipled by our youth pastor. Oh, did I say pastor? Our youth leader, pastor to be. Okay. Housing Unleash, you know, our leaders coming together, Housing Encounter every other month, where we can come together to pray and to worship God. Karaka Nights. Oh, wow. Our Saturday evening church community. Because of this space, we have consistency in being to do that. And it is our heart. You know, Pastor Young is leading that charge. Every Saturday, if you have a young person, a young adult, campus, anyone, just bring them in. Because the message that was preached is not the same, because it's more related to that. And the community that they're building, it's fantastic. I encourage, you know, my wife was there bringing somebody up, two of the ladies there last week. Right, and why? Because maybe Sunday they have to work. Maybe Sunday is a bit too old, dare I say that, right, for them. But hey, don't worry. Young adults, Saturday night. Well, set up and break down. Gosh, I'm sure our music ministry team is like, whoo, no longer 8:30 coming in, dragging heavy machineries. Okay, but so this place, it's already serving us so, so well. As we continue to fulfill God's purpose for our community and for our city and for all generations, we need all of us to play a part if we call this place our home. Well, you're like, oh, I knew he's going to say that. Pastor, I know you're going to ask me to serve. Oh, yeah. Why? Because Jesus tells us to serve. All right, I'll show you this. In John chapter 13, this is a pretty popular verse. It says, Jesus laid aside his outer garment, taking a towel, tied around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He called to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterwards you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." And then Peter is like, "All right, wash my whole body then." What is Jesus trying to tell his disciples? And what is Jesus trying to tell Peter? If I do not wash you, you have no share of me. Jesus is basically exemplifying servanthood. He's showing the disciples that if you do not understand servanthood, you really can't be my disciples. If you do not understand the heart to serve, do we really call ourselves a Christians? Jesus is not only teaching and telling them about servanthood, but he's imparting in the disciples a spirit of servanthood. That's why Jesus did it. He could just tell, you know, go and teach. But no, Jesus wanted to tie around his outer garment, put on the towel, and wash the feet. Okay? In our church, there are many servants. I would like to call them legends. All right? If I'm given a 5-hour slot today, I may be able to finish telling all the legends in this church. But since I'm only given 2 hours, since I'm only given 30 minutes, I'll just pick a few. And it's always a danger, you know, when we want to put up names, and then some of you will feel honored, and some of you will feel like, oh, I should be in that list. Why am I not in that list? Like I tell you, I'm just picking a few, all right? It doesn't mean that you're not remembered. At the very least, God knows. So I'll just pick a few. And if you are not mentioned, please don't get offended, all right? I just want to take this time to use that as an inspiration. It's not necessary that they are the top. They're just part of what I am aware of. There may be a lot of work that is being done that I am not aware of, but these are the people that I am aware of. This guy. You can't see his name, and you can't see his face, but his name is Ian Thompson. Do you know this space that we are standing on? 80% of this stage is built by him alone. Yes, some of us come in and help. I know Jeremiah is here. Jeremiah too, he's the architect of our stage and our media booth. I want to honor you also, Jerry. All right. But Ian was here every week, at least 3 or 4 days a week. All right, during school holidays, he's a teacher. During school holidays, he's here every day. And he booked this page. You know what? What blows my mind? I got permission to say this. He's a 68-year-old man. What's my excuse? I came down, one of the day we didn't have a volunteer, I came down, I said, "Ian, today I will give up half a day to help you." Gosh, by the end of that half day, I was like, And he's here every day. And not only that, he built our storage, and he's still continuing his work. Do you know what? If Marvel wants to come up with the next superhero movies, I think they should talk to Ian. Do you agree? Well, these guys, Pankesh and Ashes, we did pay them, you know, because we feel a little bit bad because it's such a big space to paint. Ashes own a painting company, so we contracted them to do some of our painting. But we know we have limited budget. But Ashes said, "Don't worry about the paint. I'll cover it." Pankesh, after painting, spending 8-9 hours painting somewhere in Pukekohe on the North Shore, take an Uber here, continue to do our painting. Ashish allowing him to do that in company's time, and he himself took company time to do that. So, legendary stuff. Legendary stuff. Well, this guy, I'm not going to say his name because he said he's a bit shy. He said, I would like to be anonymous. So I put a question mark on his face. Well, you can take a guess, but he's a tradie. All right, he's a tradie. On the first job that I got him to do, he sent me an invoice. You know, I said, of course I honored the invoice because I got him to do a job. And then he did such a good job. I called him the second time, and he said, Pastor Alfred, God spoke to me that from now on, he's asking me to donate all my tradie works as an act of worship to the house of God. So every time we have something broken, Katrina, can you call Mr. Anonymous to come and fix this? And Mr. Anonymous will be there. He's up there while we're setting up painting stuff that is difficult to do. All right. Precious, precious act of worship. And then this guy, he, Andrew and Jess, they own a fairly popular restaurant. They just made it to the Auckland top 50 in the list. You know, I know their crazy schedule. On Saturday, they run their service, not Sunday service, not Karaka nights, but in their restaurant. They finish late, and normally they finish at about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And you know what? The next day, I see them here before 9:30 setting up GSM and still serving. Why? Why do people do this? It's because it is their act of worship towards God. It is their act of worship towards God. In Romans 12:1, he says, I therefore urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices that are holy and pleasing to God. For this is the reasonable way for you to worship. Okay. For all of us, when we come before God, it is really to offer our body as a living sacrifice. When you sacrifice something, it means something must die. You must give up something. That's what sacrifice means. Right? I know many of us over here, we say, it's not possible. It's hard for us to give 100% to God as a service. But it's a journey that we can all begin. You may be able to give 10%. That's okay. From 10%, increase it to 15, 20. You may be able to give 20, 30. All right? But you must begin the journey. I'll give you another example. Ryan, he is a very, very busy businessman. Okay? And he has a young family, 3 young kids, 1 daughter still in the Philippines. You know, when he started to volunteer, he volunteered as a VJ, our video jockey, the one that clicks the lyrics and the slides. Right, so to be able to do a VJ, all right, you need to prepare the slides before Sunday. Normally on a Wednesday or a Thursday evening or a Friday evening, once the music team has finished their practice, we know the songs, they do that. So not only preparing the slides, the orders of the slides, you need to learn the songs. Okay, if you're not familiar with the songs, you need to learn, you need to hear it, you need to practice the clicking. Okay, that's just the basic requirement of a VJ. Okay, but Ryan is a busy businessman. He realized he squeezes time in to prepare for the slides. Okay, and because he's not very familiar with the song, he has minimal time to learn the song. And on Sunday, sitting behind the booth, he tried his best. You know, I'm going. And sometimes when the lyrics was 1 second late, 50% of our congregation do this. You broke my flow of worship, bro. It's quite pressurizing, you know, sitting down there. So let's give all our VJs a hand. You know, to be able to have a full experience of worship, it is not just here. Josh, our sound guy, the video guy sitting right here, all our VJs, all our tech runners, we all play as a team to create an environment of worship. Okay, back to the story of Ryan. He said, he came, not to me, but to Vani, which is our multimedia head. He said, I can't do this. It's taking too much time, and I don't think I'm doing such a good enough job, and maybe I'm distracting some of the worship. But I still have a heart to serve. So what does Ryan do? It is perfectly all right for Ryan to say that, can I take a season off? Because I'm still ramping up my business. My kids are, what, 2 to 6 years old. If he was to come to us and said, can I take a season off? Maybe 1 year, 2 years. It's perfectly all right. Of course, we will say, yes, bro, just continue to be in connect groups, discipleship, as long as you're taken care of. God will provide. But Ryan's heart is to serve. He said, what can I do? What else can I do? So what is he doing right now? He serves as our live feed cameraman, right? I'm not putting that position down because it's really important. Because a lot of you are just looking outside, right? It's because of the guy that's sitting behind the camera. So Ryan, because of his heart to serve, he said, I'll just be the live feed camera. All I need to do is come in on Sunday at 10 o'clock and operate the camera. No matter your capacity, there is always a place for you to serve in the house of God. All right. Why? Why? Because it is reasonable. It is a reasonable way for you to worship. Is it convenient for Ryan? I don't think so. But he find a way to make it work. You see, the ministry that we all served in is really an act of worship towards God. It's truly an act of worship towards God. That's why, if you know right now, I'm rephrasing my terms, we're no longer calling our band a worship team. We are calling them a music ministry. Because really, GSM, the events, the multimedia, the kids' church, the youth, Karaka Nights, they are all worship team. It is all an act of worship towards God. All right, whatever we do, okay, it's a reasonable way for us to worship God. Is it really convenient? I don't think so. Is it convenient for the music team to come at 8:30, practice? Nah. It's hard. Sunday morning. Who likes a little bit of sleeping on Sunday morning, right? They give up their Wednesday for practice. Even our sound guy have to come on Wednesday. Okay. Is it hard for some of our GSM members that they have to take a bus? A lot of them take the bus on a Sunday. And we know Auckland Transport bus on a Sunday is really not really consistent. Okay. To take a bus to come here by 9:30 to set up. But they do it. Is it convenient for a lot of our kids' teacher to prepare lessons during the week and to come early to serve on our kids' church? Is it convenient for Lloyd? I'm looking at Lloyd now with the young kids, teaching the kids to dance with so much energy when the night before I know he has six kids there. Sick kid, not six kids. Maybe that's a prophecy. When he has sick kids that he has to tend to. It is not convenient. It isn't convenient, but it is reasonable. It is our reasonable way of worship. All right. So how do we serve? How do we serve? Okay. He said, 2 Timothy says, But you must be clear-headed about everything. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Devote yourself completely to your ministry. See, Timothy, during that time, is already pastoring a church. And Paul, his mentor, his spiritual father, is writing to him. And he's asking him to do the work of an evangelist. Is Paul asking Timothy to just focus on evangelizing, sharing the gospel? Or is he asking Timothy to reflect God in everything that he does? He says, devote yourself completely to the ministry. See, when Paul is asking Timothy to do the work of an evangelist, he is really asking him that whatever ministry that he's doing, he should ensure that people see God in it. Right? That's what an evangelist is. We show the good news, how great our God is to other people, to people who do not know God. Okay. Everything that we do has to glorify God, have to be honoring. People will see the excellence in our God. Okay, what does that mean? That means we take ownership in what we do. Okay, we reflect of God's glory. Okay, when we say we take ownership, means when we say we're coming, we're coming. When we are rostered in, we're coming. When we said we'll be there at 9:30, we're there at 9:30, not 10:30, not 10 o'clock. Because we are taking ownership. If you're not the leader, it's not my problem, right? No, you take ownership. Okay? You know, my boss, Pastor Richard, he's a pretty easy man to when it comes to food. Okay? Just give him his steak and potatoes, he'll be happy. Alright? Very rarely I will hear him talk about food. Very rarely. Okay. But last week he came and he was glowing. And he said, I had a great meal yesterday. I went to this Italian restaurant and I was served this. I will go back to that restaurant. And he went on to share about his experience in that restaurant. And if you know Pastor Richard, steak and potatoes, Italian is not his favorite. Okay, it's not. But someone took him to an Italian restaurant. Okay, and he was being polite. He said, yeah, of course I will go. You know, of course I will go. He sit there and he allowed his friend to order. And the friend said, told the waiter, just serve us four of your best dishes. Okay? And the guy, I don't know what his name is. Tony. He even knows his name. Tony, he's a waiter. He's not a owner of the Italian restaurant. He's a waiter. Tony serve up the best four dishes to them. Okay? While serving, he didn't just bring the dish to the table. He came to the table and he served them plate by plate. He was expressing his enthusiasm about the Italian cuisine to this man. The Parmigiano, when you put it on top of the bolognese, it will taste so good. Sorry, wrong accent. Carve out the meat, serve it on this man. Would you like some wine with it, sir? No wine. That's okay. Here's your seafood. By the end of that experience, Pastor Richard was a convert. He told me, I will actually go back to that Italian restaurant. What did Tony did? Tony evangelized to Pastor Richard. Tony was so passionate about what he believes in, that he showed Pastor Richard the best, the glory of Italian. For Pastor Richard, and Pastor Richard is a convert right now, and he will go back to that restaurant. So when you are serving teas and coffees, my fellow GSM, You're not just serving hot drinks. You're warming the hearts of the people. Say, enjoy. Enjoy your coffee. If you see some of our people putting more scoop on the Milos, don't give them the frown. But maybe you can say, may God bless your health. When people, new visitor come in, where's the toilet? Bring them there. Don't just say, it's over there. Where is it? Can't you smell it? When the kids' church is wiping the bottom of a child, it's so clean that when the parents pick it up, the glory of God is here! Whatever we do, do the work of an evangelist. Allow God to come forth. Allow God to come forth. Okay, last week, Pastor Wiyong shared a message about home is where the heart is, and he basically said there's three things that we need to do. One, primary ministry for every person. Be part of a connect group and have time to engage those who do not know Jesus. I'm going to add another one, all right? Be part of our spiritual family. Okay. Really, serving this house, as much as we're trying to talk about it right now, is really secondary, because your spiritual health is our primary concern, I would say, all right? And that's why we are having church family class coming up on the 2nd of June. It's three consecutive weeks. It's not like you come for one of the Sundays. Come for three Sundays where you learn about who we are so that you know who you're working with, what we do, okay? So if you have not signed up for spiritual family class, we are not having it out there, but we are actually having it here. So please sign up so that you can be part of our church. Okay. We really want you to be part of our church family, not just visiting us weekly. It's okay if you're visiting us weekly. That's fine. That's fine too. And if you can't come for the spiritual class during that time, speak to any of the leaders and we will work something out. Because truly, we want to make sure that everyone is covered spiritually. Okay. We do not just want labels. We want family. All right. You see, in the book of Acts, when the first church, when they were growing so big, they were murmuring among the people. Leaders, how many of you are you feeling better right now? Even the first church, they murmur. They're murmuring among the people. The widows felt that they were neglected. Okay, so this was brought to the attention of the apostles, to the church leaders. So what did the apostles do? The apostles said in Acts chapter 6, verse 3, it says, therefore, brothers, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to do this duty. They didn't just pick up anyone. They pick up good people that's full of the spirit. If we have a community project, I can just, you know, Infe can just get some social workers to do it. Why do we need to rally so hard for our church people? Because we want people that is with us, that's full of the Spirit. When they are doing, when we're serving God, they are depending on the Holy Spirit. Why do we say, Josh, you have to be here? We can hire a sound guy, pay him some, well, minimal amount. All right? But is the sound guy going to be in tune with the songs that we're doing? Are they going to be in spirit? Okay. So, really, your spiritual health, it's of primary concern to us. And we want to do this together as a church, that we will all be relying on the Holy Spirit. So after hearing all this, he said, oh, maybe I will never make it to Pastor Alfred's legend list. Sorry, all of you are actually in my legend list. I just do not have 5 hours to talk about it. And some of you may be sitting here and think, they can do it. they have Ian Thompson, they have Mr. Anonymous. You know, maybe they don't need me. But all of us have a hard part to play. Have a look.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
One ant. Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back. Does anybody else want to stay?
Well, well, well. Maybe that's what the enemy is saying. If we allow one Christian to stand up to us, all will stand up to us. And how many of us want to stand together, better together, as we establish our house and continue to build our future for our generations to come? And that's why we have Ministry Expo today. Okay, we are allowing all of us to check out the different ministry that we have. We have Lifebox, which is serving our ministry, our community, our ENK, our church ministry, multimedia, events, our GSM, guest services, and our music ministry over here. So what's going to happen is, when I finish, all right, we're going to lock the doors. I'm kidding. Kind of, all right. We are not having teas and coffees outside. In fact, the hot drinks are going to be at that corner. Go and grab your hot drinks and roam around. Check out the different booth so that you can ask questions and see how you can be part of this dream team. Okay, the kids, for parents who are having kids, don't worry. Okay, the teachers are holding them to 12:30. Okay, if you want bikkies or lollies, it's all on the table. All right, so you can go and check it out. For those of you who are sitting in the parents' room or at the lounge, we invite you to come on in and join our ministry expo. Okay. Right, and if you haven't signed up for church family class, please do so at our events team. Right, and every booth, we will have a card like this where it states that where you are currently serving and the area that you're interested in. Okay, so it's allow you to say that if you're not serving anywhere, please indicate where you're interested in. Okay, we put it 2 because there is a primary. And this is an expression of interest. It doesn't mean that when you drop in a card, you're in. All right. What happens is some team may need to go through auditions. Some team we will have a chat with you. All right. So what the leaders will do is we will look at all these cards and we'll get back in contact with you over the next 2 weeks. If you put a card back at the booth today, we will exchange. A goodie for you, but very, very important, every card goes into a draw for $100 countdown voucher. Okay. And it's like, oh no, my friend, he's not here, but he should be signing up. Don't worry. Next week onwards, we'll put the same form online where you have another week to express your interest. And when you do that online, you go into the draw for the $100 voucher also. Okay. So, are we all good? Are we all legends? Are we grasshoppers or are we ants? We're ants, right? We can all do this together. All right, let me just pray, and then we're going to have like a little festive over here. The ministry team leaders will get into their booth, and you're more than welcome to roam around. But please make sure you invite people back in here, and we will have some fun. All right. Father, we thank you. What a privilege. What a privilege to be a part of your home that we can extend to the community and to the city. Father, I pray, O Lord God, Father, Lord, as you entrust us with little things, O Lord God, Father, we will be good steward and we will be faithful in it, O Lord God, Father, because, Lord, we want to see that your name be glorified in Auckland and in New Zealand and in the world. Father, I pray, Lord, that God, that you will speak to every person that's hearing this message, be in this room or online, O God, Father, then, Lord, that you will help them to see, God, by your grace, that they can be a part of the dream team. Please, God, Father, I pray that there is no condemnation for any of us who is not able to be a part at this season. But God, that Lord, that you will help each person to take a step forward, the 10%, that 15%, the 20%, as we offer up our body as a living sacrifice, as an act of worship unto you. Bless each and every person for the weeks to come. And please speak to us on the area, Lord, that we can serve in, O Lord. Pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.